outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Veggie Burger Griller.
Mr. Veggie Burger Griller.
Summertime is cookout time, and most people throw a big, juicy patty of freshly butchered red meat on the grill. But not you. You prefer to be cruelty-free.
Where's that sizzling sound?
How, Mr. Veggie Burger Griller, do you like your burger? Rare, medium rare, well done, or just slightly sissy in the middle?
It smells like burnt popcorn.
What's next, a tofu wiener for crying out loud?
Organic whole grain bun, yeah.
So at your next backyard barbecue, fire up the Flame Master 4000 and look out for the guy bringing his own food in an environmentally friendly canvas bag. Mr. Veggie Burger Griller, a real American hero.
Mr. Veggie Burger Griller.
Hey, that actually doesn't taste that bad.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, February 7th, 2011. The day after the Super Bowl. Did you watch it?
I didn't know it was a Super Bowl till yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, so tell me.
Talking to the microphone, my dear.
You know, you talk in the microphone.
Yeah, we need to be able to hear you.
I didn't know it was a Super Bowl.
You didn't know it was Super Bowl Sunday? You
not
must have been the only one.
Well, I worked at a restaurant, and we literally had two reservations.
Really?
So we went home.
And then you started suspecting something was up.
Well, I knew before. I knew that day of, but...
Uh-huh.
It was just like, why aren't there a lot of people going to be here tonight?
Only two reservations, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. So you guys closed and went home?
No, I mean, I left early because they just didn't need me, but I don't know if they probably stayed till close because maybe people ate afterwards, but...
Wow.
Yeah. No, I was like, what's going on today? Oh, Super Bowl. Yeah, I've heard of that. Is that like a baseball thing or just basketball playoffs or what is the Super Bowl now?
It's neither
one of those.
I'm from
Texas. I know all about it.
You do, huh?
Well, not all about it. I know it exists. I know it's like it's a religion for a lot of people.
So what sport is it? Baseball or basketball?
It's football, Sam.
I didn't know.
You knew.
Well, I don't know. You said baseball, so I thought she must not have a clue.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it took place in Dallas, too.
Yeah, apparently Dallas has been getting hit with major snow. It's very weird. This is why people are like, global warming doesn't really exist. Because... you know, it's extremely cold in Texas, and that's very, very, very not normal.
Unusual, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, you know.
We have summer weather here.
We're not going to complain.
That's all that matters, right?
All that matters is that LA's awesome. Awesome sauce. Have you heard of that?
No.
Awesome
sauce. Is
there
a sauce that's called that?
No, these guys that I work with that are in the kitchen, they're like, oh, it's awesome sauce. I'm like, what's going on? Awesome sauce.
Uh-huh.
So you guys should use awesome sauce today. Find a way to use it. I'm sure Chris Brown will.
Yeah.
He'll find a way to incorporate it. A little awesome sauce.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to thank everybody for calling in on Friday. It was really an amazing show. I was listening to it again afterwards.
Aww.
And it was a really nice show. But I do owe an apology to Rachel Gordon. I mean, I totally did not remember that Rachel had been on our show before. And
I totally
blanked out on
intuitive?
That. Yeah, the intuitive you.
Yeah.
And she called us from Florida, and I, for the life of me, I did not remember that she had been on the show.
See, the thing
now
about
I
you,
do.
What I do, I like this about you, because it's endearing, but it's also funny about you,
uh-huh.
is that you're very transparent, so if you don't remember something, or if you don't like something, or if it doesn't register, like, you don't have any game, you don't cover any of that shit
exactly.
up.
Exactly, I'm honest about it, yeah.
Well, you're just kind of like deer in headlights, like...
Yeah.
Like, you don't, like, cover your steps, you know what I mean? Which is kind of funny. It's kind of like, come on, Sam, just go with it. But then part of it's endearing and funny because it's like, yeah, you're just, it's very honest.
It was funny because I didn't remember, you know, but it was kind of embarrassing too. So I owe you an apology, Rachel. And that's some of the things I do sometimes.
You seem like you had a good day. Was it a good day?
I did. It was an amazing day. Aww. You know, I mean, everybody congratulated us, and, you know, it was a good thing.
It's a good feeling, and what a wife you have.
Yeah, I never got around to the cupcakes, though.
Oh, you never ate one?
No, and then somebody ate them.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. But that's good. I mean, we left them out here for someone to...
I brought mine home, and my roommates went at it at Vulture's.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think 3 people got on that cupcake.
Which one, though?
I had a big, tall one. Because she gets these cupcakes, you guys, that have like 3 feet of frosting.
Oh, she got one for you?
Yes.
Oh,
duh.
How amazing.
Oh, you thought it was like the little baby
one? I thought there was only 2.
No, she gave me one.
Oh, wow. How cool.
Yeah, of course.
You see, she thinks about you. That's good.
She's the sweetest.
Yeah, she's very considerate.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah, so that's good. And I'm glad to have her on my side.
Oh, you better be. Yeah. A woman's gold. You know, some women, I think the concept behind some marriages are women really up a man's game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ideally, they come alongside a man, they help him, and they, like, support him, and they basically make him look really damn good, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's the point, right?
I see. Okay.
In some ways, not just to look good, but just really, you know, support a man, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I think that she's a really great example of that because
she
makes you look good, okay? She makes you look good.
I know. She really cares about everything that happens with me, sometimes too much. Maybe.
Really?
Yeah. But that's okay.
Now he's complaining.
Yeah, I mean, she spoils me and then she complains about it, you know?
Really?
That I get spoiled. What do you want me to do? You know, you get me used to it.
Yeah.
To doing things for me, you know?
Aww.
But, yeah. Yeah, that's the relationship. But I'm sure she gets a lot out of it or she wouldn't stay around, you know.
Just treat her like gold.
Yeah.
Take her ass out and drop some cash on dinner.
I'm a prize husband. Let's put it that way.
You're a prized husband?
Yeah. No, a prize husband.
Oh.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, one that's worth it. I don't know.
Oh, you're worth it?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to say that about yourself. Not that it's not true.
No, you are supposed to say it by yourself. If you realize it, then say it out loud. Tell the whole world you're proud of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about confidence, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but
yeah,
I mean
you toot your own horn a lot.
Because I'm trying to defend myself half the time.
No, you don't.
I'm always trying to, like, reestablish the fact that I've got a brain and I've got this with you.
I don't think you need to.
I don't need to, but I get caught up in it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I get sucked into it. I'm like, whatever. Do you know who you're talking to right now? Look at me.
Wow. But you were so uncomfortable with the sex talk on Friday, man.
Yeah, I can't
just couldn't believe it.
I can't handle some of that stuff.
Why?
I find it offensive.
Offensive?
I find it offensive, yeah.
Really?
Not all of it, but some of it's just too invasive. It's too much information that I'm like, ooh, that's just, it's uncomfortable.
Why? Like, what does it make you feel?
Well, for me, and I think a lot of people feel the same way, not everyone, of course, but, you know, 90%.
There you go again.
That's a joke.
You saw what I wrote on Facebook, right? I said in the future, when you make statements like the majority or 90% or something like that, I want written hard evidence.
Okay, well, you know what?
Because you make just fucking wild statements that have no basis in reality.
They do have basis in reality. They just don't have statistical evidence.
90% you're telling me. Well, let me tell you something. I think it's totally the opposite. I think 90% are okay with it because sex is play, Kira.
Well, first of all, I was saying it as a joke. I said 90% is called long-form improv. We've already have a long-running joke.
Yeah, but if you have to explain the joke, it's not funny.
Well, because you're just not picking up on it.
Oh, I see.
Think
so it's me.
It. Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm the stupid one.
No,
okay.
I didn't say that part, but...
No,
you know,
but you're implying.
I'm just making a joke because we have the outgoing thing about the generalities, and so I'm like 90%. It was a joke. I don't think it's
90%. Okay, so how many percent do you think...
I don't know.
...are opposed to such thing?
I don't know. I don't really know at all. I just know that there's there's definitely.
But do you realize you have to have like an open mind when you're on the radio, especially with me?
Sam, I have an open mind, but I think that honestly, you should ask yourself if you have an open mind, to be honest, because everything that I find that I have a sensitivity to, it offends you. It's
right.
Like instead of you just going, oh, Kara's just not into that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you have to personally dig away at it. Like
right.
I've got an issue.
Right. Because like, you do.
Well, maybe we're just different. Maybe mm-hmm. there's a level of comfort you have.
Well, we are different. That's clear.
Obviously, but it bothers you. It's like you. It's really bothers you. Whereas, why can't you go, you know, Kara, this is something that she's not comfortable. It's a certain level of I think it's graphic. There's a certain level of it that I'm not okay with. And that's where she stands with it. I know I'm not a freak. I know that there's a lot of people that feel that way. I'm not saying it's 90% or everyone, but I know that, you know, I've got people that email me and I know listeners and I know friends and people that listen to the show and they're like, that's too much. There's a lot of people that tell me without me asking, that's too much.
I don't believe it's a lot of people.
Okay, well, that's
fine.
You're
making statements again.
I'm just telling you, I'm telling you based on the people that have come to me or emailed me, I'm not pulling it out of my ass and just trying to, but either way, it doesn't matter. It's just respecting differences. That's all. Mm-hmm. Like, you can feel comfortable with one thing. I don't have to feel comfortable with it. And we just find a middle ground. You know?
Well,
I mean,
we got to find a middle ground if we're to do this fucking show, man.
Well, you need to figure out what show you want. I mean, if that's a show you want, you shouldn't have hired me.
No, that's not the point.
Like,
I mean,
you
we've
keep
talked
saying
about
it's
this
okay,
before.
But then
that's
you keep
not the type of show
you
I
keep
want.
Keep throwing
but
it in my face. And I'm like, at what point do you understand? I don't want to hear about somebody getting fisted on that's not my thing. I don't want to hear about it.
Oh, okay.
And if that's something that you're I feel I'm being censored. And
but
I
that's
can't
not
talk
the
about
point.
It.
If somebody called and started talking about it, you'd have to listen to it because this is the show.
Listen, we don't have a show that's the premise. If shit goes down that way, I roll with everything. I roll with you every morning.
No, you don't.
Whatever. I show up every morning. We deal with stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things I don't get to talk about. There's a lot of things I don't get to share because guess what? The conversation wouldn't go anywhere. You'd be bored. You'd be not interested. Look, I can only do so much God talk with you without you throwing up all over the freaking keys here, okay? So.
Well, but we've done enough of it, though.
Yeah, but my point is
but
I'm having...
But you see, I tolerate it.
Okay, whatever. But listen, I'm telling you, you have levels of sensitivity. You have only so much you can go with certain things, and I recognize that. Same thing with me. There's a certain level I can go and roll with it, and then there's a certain level where, you know what, I just can't do that. It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't think there's anything wrong with having, you know... a common ground of just understanding
okay,
that.
So there's nothing wrong with that. What can I tell you? You know? It bothers me, though, so I thought I'd let you know.
Well, I'm sure
you know,
it
I mean, you're
you.
Sitting here, you're taking off your fucking headphones in protest. That's not, you know, it doesn't make me feel very good about
the
show.
Well, at what point do I have to, I mean, there's a point where you go, there's a
why
line.
Why can't you just humor me and go along with it?
I do humor you with
you
tons
don't.
Of stuff. Every time you have some kind of, like, sexual indulgent thought that you just want to start talking about some woman's breast, I sit there and listen. Anytime you talk
no, you
about...
No, you don't. You make a comment like this every time.
Then you know what you need to do?
What?
You need to think about the show that you want to have apart from me.
Right.
And you figure that out and you let me
but
know.
But I thought we already discussed that before.
Apparently there's no foundation laid because you're trying to pull in a direction. I'm trying to pull in a direction. And, you know, it's like... What show do you want? You know, figure it out. Let me know.
Update well, I think the show we have is fine. What's wrong with the show now?
I thought it's fine, too, but it's like you're constantly getting stressed out because I don't want to talk about all this, like, you know, stuff. I don't want to hear.
Stuff.
I don't want to hear about that stuff. I think that there's a lot of people, too, that would, you know, not everybody that listens to the show is into that either.
Okay,
I mean,
but I can't think of everybody and please everybody, you know?
Well, you do have to think about having an audience. And if you said you want to be more mainstream and you want to have something that's broad, you got to think about...
No, that's
about,
not what I said. That's
you said I like I said. It's more mainstream. It's got a big... Ideally, if you do something more mainstream, you're going to be placating to a bigger variety.
Yeah, but people are not as loyal that way, I think. You know? Just, you know, I mean, what can I tell you? You know, Kara, I guess that's the situation. I'm going to have to live with it, you know?
Well,
what can I say? I just can't figure out what it is. I guess there are
I mean, look, I'm sorry that, you know, you don't get to say and do everything, you know? I mean, I'm sorry if it's really just infringing on you. I mean, I feel like I'm infringed upon at times with it, so I think we probably feel the same way, but on different sides of the fence. And that's all I'm bringing up. It is a two-way street. There's things I bite my tongue, there's things I can't talk about, and there's things I'm offended by. Probably exactly how you feel. There's things you don't get to talk about as much. There's probably stuff you're offended by, and there's things you bite your tongue on that you don't want to.
I don't get offended by anything.
Well, you just said
I don't,
it bothers
because
you.
I believe that
well,
things
said,
should
you
be...
You said it bothers you, though.
What?
You said the fact that, you know, what you just said about me having, you know, a sensitivity to it bothers you.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, because it affects the show. I don't care about it personally. I mean, you know.
But are you having so many people emailing you go, gosh, oh my gosh, I really wanted to hear about fisting and Kara just blew it, man. Are you getting that
it
kind of response?
It doesn't matter what people write, but no, people actually liked it.
Well, good for them.
Then okay, so there you go, you see.
Good for them.
Good for
them. You know, at some point you got to respect your co-host and you got to go, you know what, I got a great person on the show. She shows up every morning. She's giving her all. And you know what, maybe I need to just, you know, at least respect that she is not cool with that. I'm not just sitting and listening from the show from a distance when I want to. I'm here every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's something to be said for that, you know, as opposed to, why are you not like this? You're still not like this. You're still not like this. It's like, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to change in that area.
Right.
You know, there's a sense. Right. I can't explain to you why it's like, to me, it's foreign that I'd have to break down why that's even offensive. Whereas for you, you're like, why is that offensive?
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Because,
like, you have no idea. Like, for you, it's absolutely not offensive at all, right?
Right, right.
Like, I'm trying to understand where you're coming from. I feel like you're like, this is a fair game.
It's not
game.
Offensive. I don't get offended because I think people have the right to say whatever the fuck they
it's
want.
It's not about people not having the right to say what they want, Sam, but it's about respecting everyone where they are as much as you can. You know what I mean? And if somebody's really, I mean, I wasn't like storming out of the room. I just removed my headset a bit because it was too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
And at some point you got to go, okay, that's too much for that person. And I think I've been a really good sport. I think I've really rolled with a lot of it and then still shared my views on stuff. I mean, I've gone way far above and beyond where I thought I'd be with this show as far as things we've talked about and airing things out and talking. So for me, it's a stretch, a huge stretch.
Mm-hmm.
For you, maybe it's a huge stretch in the other way. I don't know. I mean, we're just kind of on the opposite ends of the spectrum with this.
Right.
You know, I mean, like, for example, like, I'm not trying to bust your balls or anything, but I mean, like, I people that listen, some friends that listen to the show and ask me things, you're so, and I'm not saying this is wrong, I'm saying this is some people's perspective, is like, you let it all hang out about your thoughts on women and stuff like that. I'm not saying it's wrong, but for some people, it's too much, and they'll go, isn't he married? And they find that weird.
Right.
Isn't it weird that he's married, his wife listens to the show, and he airs all up?
Yeah, because she understands what you and your friends don't fucking understand.
Well, listen.
And that is a radio show.
Listen, all I'm saying is that when it's, for some people, that is hard. That's hard for them to understand that dynamic. And it's hard for them to understand a candidate.
Okay, but why should I fucking care about people, Kara? You
You're
constantly
saying,
tell me,
I'm just
my
saying,
friends, my this, my that, my people.
I'm just giving you a perspective,
you know,
that is, it's very
but
varied.
It doesn't matter. I do it's, the show for me. If somebody
end,
wants
you don't
to listen.
On one end, you don't matter. And you, when it comes, on one end, it's like when I say, well, look, I know I'm not the only one that has opinions on this. You're like, well, I don't care what they think. And then as soon as I have a sensitivity, you're like, but what about the listeners? They like this, they like that. And then you care about...
Oh, I don't say about the listeners. You talk about
the
listeners
all the
time.
No, you just said people that were listening liked it. What about them?
No, no, but that's just because I responded to your claim. But the thing is for the most part, I don't sit at home and go, are people going to like this or are people not going to like this? Because you're going to have a broad range of people listening. Okay, so the thing is, just like an artist, you do what you want to do, and if people like it, they buy it. If they don't, they don't. You
well,
know, it's as simple
you know what?
As that.
There's
you
a very different view.
Please.
I mean, I definitely think I agree with some of what you're saying. I think you have to have freedom to be who you are and do your thing. I agree with that. I totally do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also think that, you know, there's a part where you take into the perception of, you know, as much as you can, what it's like to be on the receiving end.
Right.
You know, I mean,
so I guess I just got to have to stop. I have to stop worrying about you agreeing with me. You know what I'm saying? I don't need you to agree with me, and maybe that's the problem I have, is that I'm trying to sort of like have you go with the flow, and you won't, you know?
Well, I mean, I don't think that we're not an agreeing kind of people, first and foremost, the two of us. I never really thought you cared if I agreed with you, number one.
Right.
But two, I mean, I think it's finding boundaries. It's how far can you go, and what can you get out, and how much can you be uncensored and do your thing without it being... to a place that I just can't go, and vice versa.
Yeah, but
like,
I mean, you're making a big deal out of it. People talk about this shit all the time.
You brought it up.
But people talk about sex all the time.
It's not just sex, Sam. It's just like there's an area that it goes to, which I just
it is just sex. It's just
in
sex,
your opinion.
Kara,
it's not casual to me. It's casual to you. It's commonplace. I don't watch porn. I don't have these aren't conversations on this level that I have daily.
I understand
and
that
we have different sensitivities.
Right.
And it's just as wrong for you to project what I should be as much as it is for me to do that to you. So
I'm not saying what you should be. I'm just saying...
You're not, like there's nothing wrong.
This is about action, not about being, okay?
Well, you're saying that there's absolutely nothing wrong, I shouldn't feel the way I feel, and then I should just go with it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm already doing as much as I can on that level. I really am. I'm already biting my tongue and rolling with it as much as I can and going way further than what I'm comfortable with you. I've been doing that this whole time. And so when there's a point where I'm like, oh, I can't do that, I think it'd be in good taste, just out of respect for you and I, to just go, okay, like, still do it if you're going to do it, but then don't get mad at me because I'm sensitive about that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm already doing what I can to just, you know, and it's like, I think you're more confounded by the fact that I'm even sensitive about it. Like, I think you're more like, what's wrong with you that you're so sensitive about it? And I'm just saying, I don't know if we're going to see eye to eye ever on that. You know what I mean? Like, your level of comfort with it is very different than mine, and we've got different backgrounds, and I just think we both represent, you know, people in different areas in that, in these subject matters. And I think it's good for the show because, you know, it's not one-sided. But, and it represents maybe a vast amount of listeners, but, you know, I just don't want you getting upset with me because I just can't, like, relax in that area on certain things. Mm. You know, for whatever reason, I mean, I can break it down for you, but I shouldn't have to. It's like, I just have this, I view sex differently, it affects me differently, and I'm already pushing myself to a place of, I'm way uncomfortable already. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
And for you, you're like, this is nothing. You're like... This is not a big deal. Yeah. You know, for you, you're like, this is whatever. Not a big deal. Right?
Right.
Like, you're totally normal and cool with it. And for me, I'm already like, oh, man.
Right. Yeah. I wonder why it bothers me. I don't know why it bothers me. You know? Maybe it's just because I'm seeing that you're not seeing something. But I have to understand I'm not going to change that. You know? It's just that's the way you are. And I'm going to have to go with it. So what can I tell you? You know? Whatever.
Well, I mean, and I feel the same way. I feel like, I think it's comical that if I'm offended by somebody, when hearing somebody making squirting vagina noises and fisting, like, and then I'm offended by that, that makes me weird. Do you know what I mean? That's funny that to me, it's comical that makes me the one with the issue. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's weird to me that's...
I understand that's what you feel.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I think that's comical that it's like, oh, like, I'm, you know, I'm the prude one because I'm like, that's too much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to argue with you about it anymore. It's just that...
I mean, maybe you feel like if I have any kind of sensitivity, you feel like, well, you now you have to exercise restraint and you don't want to. Maybe that pisses you off.
Yeah. It does. Yeah, because I don't want to feel uncomfortable in my own show, you know? But, you know, I have to respect you. Yeah.
I feel uncomfortable all the time when I come in here.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, some of it's a good uncomfortable.
Then why do you do it?
Well, no, I mean, I enjoy it, but some of it's like, you know, we go into areas that I'm not comfortable in, and then, or I'm, you know, I'm going into my own stuff that I'm sharing that I'm like, damn, this is too much to share.
Mm-hmm.
But I do it because it's entertainment, and we have to have stuff to talk about, and it's funny. You know what I mean? So there's two things. So, I mean, I'm just saying it's something that I constantly come in here, and, you know, we never know what the day is going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And I just roll with it.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, it's not going to change, I guess. You know, it's just going to stay that way. You know.
I mean, the other thought is like, if you're really unhappy, you know, if you're really, really unhappy, then there's something about maturity and going, if this isn't a fit and you want to have that other kind of show, you need to think about that and really consider it.
Right.
Because it's just as wrong for me to come in here and try to, like, change you all the time, right?
No, that's true. I
for
mean,
you,
you
to,
know,
like,
the show is based on personalities, you know, so that's what this is about. But,
you know, I'm trying to understand how you feel about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, my vision was, you know, and I mean, it's a slogan for our station. We say what we want. And I felt that, you know, I wanted a radio station where people are free to say what they want, not have to worry about regulations, not have to worry about, you know, anything other than just putting on their own show. Now, that doesn't mean that you talk about sex all the time, but it means you have the freedom to speak without having to think three times, can I say this or should I say this? You know, that's not to say you don't filter yourself in the things you say, but I don't know, at least for my show, I envisioned it that way. But, you know, it has evolved, you know, and I'm not complaining. You know, I think the show is doing very well, and it's a good show, and people are telling us that all the time. So yeah, we'll just keep it this way. What
well, I think you? It's too, it's like, you know, I think it, well, whatever. I think I've said what I need to say. It's just a matter of feeling a sense of appreciated and stuff and knowing, you know what, maybe I'm not offering you this, but look what I do offer. Mm-hmm. And the consistency and the fact, you know what I mean? Like having that understanding that, you know, as much as this is fun, it's still something I have to, there's a lot of work of just even getting here every morning when I already work another job and I've got other stuff coming on and I still am here and I love doing it, mm-hmm. but it's more of like, you know, valuing what that person does bring to the table as opposed to them not fitting into the role that you really would like them to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I know it's hard.
And you don't think I've been doing that? I mean, you know,
well,
we've been doing this for a year.
I know.
Obviously, I've compromised on quite a bit.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. But I mean, I just think like, you know, the upsets with this kind of stuff, it's kind of like, well, you know, it's been a year. Mm-hmm. There really aren't any secrets in this department, Sam. I'm still Kara. Mm-hmm. You're still Sam. I mean, I don't expect us to not have another argument about this because it's just what we do. But at some point, you're kind of, I would hope you'd kind of go, you know what? Okay, she's not exactly what I would love her to be, but I'm grateful that she's here. We're having a good time.
That's pretty much how I feel.
Good. Don't make me divorce you on the air.
On the air, huh?
Right now. Anyway.
Yeah.
You know I love you.
You don't have grounds for divorce.
But you know that I love you, Sam. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I totally love you.
Good. Good. I'm glad
I want everyone
that.
To mark this in the calendar. I think Sam is a good man. He's a good. I think underneath it all, you have a really good heart.
Underneath it all? What about on the outside, God damn it?
Hey.
I wear my heart on my sleeve. And
I
you know
think that.
That
you have a good heart. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know that this is a challenge for you, too. I mean, it's weird for me, but I'm sure this is very challenging at times for you. This is probably like you've said many times, you're like, there's been times where I really just was like, oh, shit, you know, about the God stuff. And I know that there's probably a major element of you just always being stretched and being like, what, you know, as far as the topics I want to talk about or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I recognize that.
Yeah. I was just hoping you wouldn't get offended by this stuff, but I guess it's too late for that.
I'm not mad about it. I didn't say anything about it. I just had to take an ear out. I don't know about you. I just can't listen to vagina squirting noises on it. I just can't do it.
No, huh?
I'm sorry. Call me prude. Maybe I'm.
We will call you prude.
Maybe I'm repressed, but that's just not a shared experience I want to have with thousands of listeners.
I see. Okay. Well, we didn't ask you to.
Well,
we just asked you to listen to somebody talk. That's all. You couldn't handle that either. Oh, well, you know what, Kara? I mean, I understand.
Do you?
Yeah. I understand you.
What do you?
I understand where you're coming from.
Really? What do you think I'm coming from?
Yeah. You got major issues.
Really?
But that's okay. We're not going to analyze that. I mean, many people are uptight about sex and stuff, you know. I'm not going to use it against you.
I just think it's funny that because I'm like, I know that I'm not alone in this, that because of
you're not alone
that
in
my
this,
sensitivity
no.
makes me the one with the sexual issue. Uh-huh. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get you all figured out.
If that's what you have to think about in order to just us find a common ground, then that's fine. I'll be the upset, crazy, repressed Christian sexual person.
Mm.
That's fine.
That pretty much describes you.
Yeah, right.
Oh well, I don't know. I don't know. But
anyway.
So you didn't watch any of the Super Bowl, huh?
No, did you?
You didn't watch Christina Aguilera fuck up the national anthem?
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
How did she do it?
She lost, she forgot the words.
Are you serious?
Yeah, some of the words she forgot, yeah.
Well, she could just do her,
she's
Christine.
She's saying something unintelligible.
Well, you know, she could have just did her like, like, you know, say, can you?
Maybe she was trying to do that. But I don't know. It's like on the Super Bowl, it seems like almost every year they screw up the song, you know, because it's a hard song to sing. It goes really high.
It does. It goes,
you know,
from low to high.
And many people can't even sing it.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to find someone. And I would imagine, look, it's hard to sing there in the open in front of millions of people, tens of millions of
mm-hmm.
people, whatever.
But I don't think that's anything new for this girl. You know, her fan base and her, I mean, she's been performing in stadiums.
No, that's true.
You know?
That's true, though.
I mean, there is a different pressure because of, you know, it is the Super Bowl. What is that like the most?
It is the national anthem. You know, you don't want to fuck it up and stuff.
That's true.
Yeah. So, but this happened way too many times.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's interesting. Okay, so let's get down to business.
So, so the Super Bowl ended with the Green Bay Packers winning 31-25. And it was actually a good game. I mean, they were leading by... I watched part of it. Yeah, like parts. You know, I would like go and read a little bit and go back. And there were times when it was a little boring for me, so I just took a break in that. But I watched most of it. And it was pretty good. Yeah, it was a pretty good game. Not as good as last year's, but it was pretty good, I thought.
What did you think of the halftime show?
I thought it sucked, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
The Black Eyed Peas. I mean, look. Fergie is cool. Okay, I can look at her for hours. But the thing is, the show wasn't... I don't know. Look, they brought in Slash, and she sang a Bon Jovi song and shit. So, that was fine. But other than that... You know, I don't know. It just that they sang some weird stuff. I'm not into their music that
much. What about
much.
Usher?
Usher, I didn't see him.
I thought he did a thing.
He probably did. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Oh, well, then you probably missed it. But Usher's pretty bomb.
Because it seemed like it went on forever. You know, that Black Eyed Peas thing. But, man, she's hot. Yeah. She can sing, huh? She can sing.
Oh, yeah. She's great. I like her a lot. She's very fun. Fergalicious.
Fergalicious? Did she ever have a solo career before this, or?
She was in a pop band called Wild Orchid.
Oh.
Back in like the 90s, but it didn't really take off.
Really?
Yeah.
In the 90s, she must have been like 5 years old.
Well, Fergie's
she looks
like,
pretty young. No?
Fergie? Fergie's in her like 30s, mid 30s.
You think so?
No, I know so.
Wow.
Yeah, she's like in her 30s. I think it's great. I like
these.
Yeah,
you're still
talking
20 years ago.
No, she's
in
like in
the
her
90s.
Like 35, I think she is.
Okay, so 20 years ago she would have been 15.
No, let's 90s. Say like 98. Let's say 95 or 98. What does that make it?
Okay.
Get your math ready, accountant. What is
no, that's okay. Then she's in her 20s then.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she was like 18. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you think she banged all the guys in the band?
No.
No? You don't think so?
No, Sam. Why do you think so?
Because they work closely. Usually when people work closely, it happens, you know, like in the movies.
But have you heard of...
Brangelina and, you know, all these
Have you heard
couples.
The expression, don't shit where you eat?
Yeah.
Well, if there's like...
But that's not shitting, having sex with the guys in
no,
the band.
No, I'm saying if there's like only four to choose from, it's a small little crowd you're running in. So if things go wrong with one and then you're with the other, it's just, I mean, do you think that would...
It's
I think
not necessarily what you
I think
do,
that's the stuff that could break up a band.
Uh-huh.
You know, jealousy, possession, you know, testosterone.
It has. Remember the girl we had here? She said that she broke up the band. The one that came
Oh,
with
yeah,
her,
yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, look at Yoko Ono. Just saying.
You're just saying, huh?
Just saying. 90%.
It's a different...
Just saying.
Yeah, 90%.
So I've got
well, at least I have Chris Brown on my side and Mario. So that's all that matters. Everybody else doesn't matter.
Really? Whatever. Yeah. Everybody else
all the other 98% is yours.
Whatever. They all love you, too. They all love you, too.
Of course, man. We're some people's favorite shows.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout-out to Peter again in Canada, man. He reminded me he loves the show.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. It's really cool, you know. I mean, we're getting more and more responses all the time. And I'm just hoping we'll get noticed again by Talkers Magazine. You know,
well, you
I'd like to get another recognition.
You talked a little shit about Talkers Magazine. Do you remember that one time?
I did, yeah. It doesn't matter.
Listen, dare I bring it up? It was so funny that the magazine that we got recognized in, you're like, fuck this. Da-da-da. Remember that day?
Yeah, that they chose someone else to interview. Except
now you're like, I hope that we...
Yeah.
It's funny. I was like, Sam,
Yeah, I still want the recognition. Fuck it, you know? Any recognition I'll take.
That's funny. Well, we'll see what happens. Hopefully they didn't listen to this show or the other one, and we're good.
Who cares, man?
I know.
Who cares?
I'm just saying.
You know, on radio, people say all kinds of outrageous things. What the hell?
Yeah.
You know?
That's funny, Sam.
Yeah.
So we're coming up on our year anniversary.
Yeah, we are,
nice,
huh?
Nice, long,
I can't
long
believe
year.
It, man. It seems like yesterday, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, actually.
That you were here, sitting over in that seat.
Mm-hmm.
And, I thought it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That was a year, almost a year ago.
A year
How many
ago.
Shows does that mean that we've done?
I don't know, man. But
like hundreds of shows,
huh? Five a week, 52 Yeah, about 250 shows, maybe.
That's 20 shows.
You know,
shows
take out all
month.
The, yeah.
20 times 12 is what? Can't drop a zero. Zero. What is that?
Try 250, okay.
250 shows, and then, like, you know, let's take away, like, 20 shows missed.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
30
Even
shows
200.
Missed.
That's a lot of shows.
Damn.
You know, and then I was going through, like, all the shows that I've done in the 3 years. My God, it's like, can't even count, you know? So,
that's crazy.
What can I do? Yeah. I mean, there were times when I was on my own. I would just bring in guests all the time. You know, I didn't have a co-host. It was just Sam in the morning.
Oh,
in between shows.
Did you like that show?
Between co-hosts.
Sam in the morning. Sam has it his way in the morning.
Yeah.
Sam gets to talk about whatever he wants in the morning with that annoying co-host in the morning.
Yeah.
Sam in the morning. Sam in the morning.
Yeah. But obviously, I envisioned this as a two-person show, so
it's funny.
That's why we're both here.
It's funny.
So I wanted to talk about this. Do you ever watch Jeopardy, the game, the TV
show? Yeah, back
in
like the 80s. Yeah,
you
Jeopardy.
Did?
Yeah.
Why? It's really hot right now.
It is?
Yeah.
Jeopardy?
I tape it every day. Are you kidding? Man, it's like, it's the best show because it gets you to really think. You know, you need to be smart. It's not like Wheel of Fortune or something. Okay, that's not very hard at all.
Yeah.
You know, it's more luck and stuff, but... So the interesting thing is they're going to have an IBM computer actually compete with real people on the show.
What?
Yeah.
How is that going to work?
IBM has built a computer. They call him Watson. And it's a huge computer. There's a bunch of like 10 refrigerator-sized boxes to house this computer. And, you know, it seems like it's... like a slam dunk type of a thing. You
yeah,
know, you
I
think
know.
A computer would
exactly.
beat them. But you got to understand something, that in Jeopardy, the questions are very, like, intricate. You know, they give you, like, clues in the question
yeah.
that a machine may not be able to pick up.
Machines are filled with data, though.
Right.
It's all about just the algorithm, right, that basically connects.
Their data, but it's also how they find it and how they understand what the input is, you know. And, you know, I don't know. You know, it's kind of hard, I think. Well, you know, I was reading a little bit about this, and apparently it's not as easy as you think it is. You know, apparently during the practice, the computer did beat the two champions that played against him. But they're saying that it's not like a slam dunk, like I said. It's not a sure thing that the computer is going to beat him. In fact, nobody really knows, you know. So they're saying that when the computer does ring in, he answers correctly, or it answers correctly, but it doesn't ring in every time, you know, because it may not know. Now, also, another thing is that, remember, it has only 5 seconds to figure out that information. So, you know, it's not like you're going into a computer and going, what's 100 plus 50? You know, I mean, you know. This is like things that obviously require a lot of computing power.
Mm.
So I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be fascinating to see what's happening there. Because, you know, after all, computers are being designed by humans, you know, so they're going to have certain flaws. But at the same time, you know, I mean, this has like huge implications for medical uses and all kinds of things, you know, like artificial intelligence.
Yeah, you know, computers just don't excite me, Sam, like that.
No, huh?
Yeah, I'm not going to watch a show to see, hey, is the computer going to win or is the people going to win?
Uh-huh.
I say just put water on the computer and just eliminate that damn thing.
Okay. What can I tell you? You know, I like to be challenged. It's a pretty cool show, though. I tape it every day.
Are you one of those people that sit back with, like, your TV dinner and you sit back with a remote?
With popcorn, yeah.
And you know all the answers? You're like,
I
what
I don't
is?
Know all the answers, but I shout them at the screen, yeah.
Yeah?
Sometimes, yeah. In fact, I'm considering going on there.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you should go.
I know.
Sam, do
you
it.
You know, because I figured a lot of things about it. First of all, the answers are usually easy. It's the questions that make it seem hard. You know,
okay.
They sort of like complicate the question.
Do you
but
think you can get
the
on?
The answers are usually easy. You know, I mean, it's if they ask you about a person, it's usually a person you know.
Uh-huh.
It's just that, you know, with a question, you may not reach that conclusion.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of things like this. You know, who the fuck keeps calling me all the time? You know how many calls I've already gotten on the cell phone since we started?
That's funny.
Yeah, and it's vibrating for me, and it's like a million people. And I'm thinking, well, maybe there's an emergency here. Maybe someone really needs me while I'm on the air.
Yeah.
But it's bullshit.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. You're funny. You just took that. It's a vibrating one. Well, you know.
Yeah. You know, what was funny. Last night, I caught a little thing on the History Channel.
Uh-huh.
Was it the History Channel or the Learning Channel, one of those?
Uh-huh.
And they had a show on prostitution around the world.
Uh-oh.
They're showing you women in India sitting in the circle, and this woman showing them how to put a condom on a penis. So they had sort of like a wooden penis, like,
oh, really?
Like an erect penis, and she fitted the condom over it. And you're looking at these women, they don't look like prostitutes, you know? And they're watching her doing this, you know. So it was pretty, so it was pretty weird to see that, you know, on TV.
So they're teaching sex ed to prostitutes?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Is that just like a, what, I mean, what about the whole how about not be a prostitute conversation that just didn't happen?
I didn't see that one, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
I guess it's one step at a time, huh?
They did not have that conversation, no.
Not that they... I mean, look, I don't know what it's like. I know that there's some just countries that are so impoverished, it's like people are... They really only see that they've got this choice or that choice, you know?
Right.
It's not like going to the States where you have a lot of different options and then you're a prostitute, you know? Then you're like, what? What's going on here?
Yeah.
Who beat you? You know? Really? I don't know. That stuff runs deep.
I'm sure usually they've been abused as
girls. Oh, yeah.
As girls.
I don't think you're... It's not a healthy person choice. You know what I mean? You don't go, hey, I don't know. I think it's lucrative. I think I'll go into this field.
Yeah, I'll go into that.
Work once a month.
Yeah. But then chicks get into porn and they think it's any different, you know?
Mm.
It's not any different. You're still fucking for money. It's just that it's going to stay, and on the record for the rest of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, how clever is that?
Yeah.
You know, for a few $100, you know, just have your whole body spread out for the whole world to see for years, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, I don't see that.
I was thinking about that the other day about, like, you know, some of these pop icons that have sex tapes, and then I'm, like, thinking about their next relationships.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that conversation like? You know?
Yeah.
Where you're going out on a date and da-da-da-da, and the guy, he knows you have a sex tape. He may have already seen it.
Yeah.
You know? What about, well, now we have to... In order to, like, really go further in their relationship, they have to do a better sex tape, or...
Who knows?
Yeah. You know, I mean, how do you get rid... You don't get rid of the sex tape.
Yeah, but you know what? If you're dating a Paris Hilton or something, you'd expect that, you know?
So well, yeah, like, but I mean, it's
big deal.
Kind of a different dynamic in a relationship to deal with somebody's $X million selling sex tape.
Yeah. And why would people make sex tapes of themselves anyway? I mean, you know, the whole world can find out about it. You know, if you make a tape, it's going to go out there eventually, and people will see it. Why would you want to do it in the first place?
Yeah, it's too risky.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't see the satisfaction.
I think
you know?
The same thing.
Plus, watching yourself have sex probably is not a big turn on, you know? I mean, for me, you know, I don't think I'd want to see myself, like, from behind fucking or something. You know?
Oh, man, I walked in on my dad, and that was awful. I saw it. It's like
still engraved in your mind,
No, I was in sixth grade, and
wow.
I will never get that. I mean, I block it out, but, I mean, it's there. It's in my... I mean, I saw a full-blown butthole.
Yeah?
And I saw it going to town. I saw hairy butt, and it was my dad's.
Yeah. That would traumatize
a
girl.
Because you're a girl and you see your dad like totally thrusting.
That would traumatize anybody. I mean, if I saw my parents right now, I would be fucking traumatized by it. Are you kidding me?
I opened up the door and I screamed and slammed the door and ran and hid in a closet and I pretended it wasn't me.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently the lock didn't work.
Yeah.
It's awful. He was like, he was a newlywed. They were getting it on crazy style.
Well, that would fuck you up about sex. I can see that.
It doesn't screw you up. It's just, I mean, I know a lot of people that have had experiences where they've, you know, walked in or heard
walked
or something.
Walked in on their parents.
Or heard something, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't have kids, and I definitely, it's not going to be a shared experience where the kids get to watch, but, and I'm not going to, like, flaunt it, but I mean, if they happen to hear something once in a while, I mean, I think it's part of growing up, you know, knowing that this happens and your mom and dad do it. They don't need to think about it too much, but it's healthy. Like, I think it's weirder sometimes when people grow up in families where they never see the mom and dad kiss or hug or anything.
Mm, right.
Because I think that's can be...
Yeah, but that's different, you know? I mean, that you want the kids to see.
Yeah.
You know, you want them to see affection and stuff. You don't want them to see sex.
Well, yeah, I don't want my kids seeing them. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm not a pervert here, people. I'm just saying. But no, my dad, he had this wife one point, and they were just nymphos.
Yeah.
And I could hear it sometimes. Mm. I was like, guys, come on. You need to wrap it up a bit. You take it down a notch. Chew on a stick or something. Use a pillow. Do what you need
to do. I guess at a point like that, the kids get to be a pain in the ass, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, they're newlyweds. We had not a huge house, and they had their bedroom was attached to the living room.
Yeah, and you could hear, huh? Wow.
Not all the time, but sometimes you'd hear.
Yeah. Terrible.
Maybe they thought we weren't home.
I never heard my parents, so traumatized that way, no.
I have great grandparents that unfortunately one of them passed away, but they're still married and they were still married and just totally in love. And I probably shouldn't, they're not listening, so it doesn't matter. But they were both in the hospital at the same time for something. It was really sad. You know, both were for some ailment.
Right.
And they were in the same hospital room. And in the middle of the night, her husband, like, you know, he's like 90 something years old. He crawls over with his walker and gets in bed with her. Gets in bed with her. And she's like, what are you doing? He's like, feeling upon her.
He's turned. How do you know this happened, though?
Because my aunt told me.
Oh.
And they, like, he wanted to get it on. She's like, you need to go back in your bed. That's You're going to get in trouble. He's like, so cute. Isn't that cute?
It's cool. You see, men never get enough of that, man. You're never too old for that.
Well, I thought that guys get to an age where they just can't, that the circulation just won't. It's like they got good intentions.
Maybe,
but
you see, your brain is still working. Mm. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Know? It's the brain that turns you on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't pump, right? Can't pump it.
Can't pump the brain.
Well, it can't pump, the blood can't pump.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Right?
It depends, but you know, I mean, guys have Viagra now, and I'm sure it can help.
Can Viagra give people heart attacks?
I don't know. Well, probably not very often, or it wouldn't be on the market.
Yeah. Like Hugh Hefner, you think he takes tons of Viagra?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He admitted it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and it's like a woman admitting to plastic surgery.
It's not something to be ashamed of. I mean, we all know, you know, as you get older, erections are harder to come by. You know, so you need some assistance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. See, aren't you happy you're not a man?
Well, I'm not. I am happy I'm not a man.
Yeah?
Are you happy you're not a woman? Have you ever thought about what it'd be like to be a girl?
I have thought about it. I don't know if I'm necessarily glad to be a man or a woman, but I mean, I embrace who I am. I like that, yeah. It would probably be tough to be a woman.
Yeah, I think it is. I think in many ways it's more difficult.
It's harder, yeah.
Yeah, because I think that there's just things that this world just caters to more of the man.
Mm.
It's not that women don't have certain things easier than men, because they do. But I think generally, and of course I don't know this because I'm on the female side, but I think the way the world is kind of like the way of the world, I think, caters more towards men. Mm. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, in Judaism, the Orthodox people every day in the morning, they pray and thank God for not making them a woman.
Are you kidding me?
No. It's true.
That's awful.
I know. It's because religion oppresses women for the most part. You know? They're second-class citizens, especially in Islam. I mean, that's very clear there.
Well, yeah, it's a no-brainer.
Right. But, I mean, look at our religions. You know, most women in the Bible, many of them were not even named, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, it's just they weren't obviously given as much attention as men.
Well, you know what's interesting is if you really study the New Testament and Jesus's life, and the first evangelists were women, and it says a lot because this is still written by men, like through the hands of men wrote it, right?
Right.
So for that to even be mentioned, it probably was even bigger than what was mentioned, and that you know, Jesus' resurrection, his first appearance was to women.
Mm.
That witnessed his, that's accounted for and recorded. His first eyewitnesses were women. And Jesus really talked about the equality of men and women, you know, mm-hmm. and really just how in spirituality, there's neither male nor female.
Right.
And
but then look at the Christian religion. They never follow that, you know.
Well, I mean, there's definitely, like any religion, people go off the course, or they take right. they conveniently don't remember part of the Bible, or they like
selectively,
you know,
don't remember.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, there's ways. But I mean, definitely there's different roles men and women have as far as strengths and weaknesses. I don't believe that we're the same. Mm. But yet, spiritually speaking, you know, it's God's spirit ultimately, which is neither male nor female.
Right, and right. But, you know, it's what we made out of it, you know. Anyway, we've got to get out of here. So, Kara, thank you so much. Thanks for a great debate this morning.
Great debaters.
Yes. And thank you, everybody, for joining us. We'll be back here tomorrow.
Been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.